And I said we were going to recontinue on that, like that's a word. Continue on. Yes, I am sleepy. I'm trying to break through a bit of writer's block. And, well, trying to think of what I want to eat for Thanksgiving. Now, if the plan currently holds, I'll have to have Thanksgiving with my sister on Saturday evening, more than likely. That means Thursday and Friday, I'm going to have to try and figure out what I want to do for Thanksgiving, which basically means I'll probably fix something like, chicken cordon bleu, I don't know, I'm still debating. I'll figure it out some way, shape, or form. But it's going to be basically for me for Friday and Saturday, or, you know, Thursday and Friday. I'll figure it out, but who the hell knows. Anyhow, the story so far, I've gotten 2 chapters written. I'm working on the 3rd chapter now. I'm trying to stay awake, but I've already said that. Hopefully by the end of the weekend I'll finish sometime between 15 and 20,000 words. And by this time next week I'll be well past the halfway point. And if I keep the pace I'm doing now, I will be at 50,000 before Thanksgiving. And I can go and try and finish the novel completely by the 30th, which will probably clock in between 75,000 and 80,000 words. We shall see. But, I don't know. I'll figure it out some way, shape, or form. Got 3 radio shows this weekend, although Friday will probably be a cluster frack because, I gotta work till 9:30 today. I'll probably just make the picks for college and maybe pros and just bullshit my way through it, basically, like I always do. The Giants winning was a great thing for that city, I'm sure. The next day, probably not so great, although they did get Jerry Brown as governor. And the Democrats won big in California. The rest of the country, not so much. There was a Republican sweep in our county, the likes of which had never been seen before. And I'm sure there are people wondering, 60% of the populace voting straight Republican? Let me tell you folks something. You know, this ain't England or Australia or Canada where you can vote a straight party line. Even though in Australia you have to choose parties, you have to actually rank parties, first preference, second preference, and so forth and so on. Here, you know, it's best to avoid straight party voting because not every Republican is one with God and not every Democrat has horns and a tail, you know. Like Heath Shuler, who is going up against Nancy Pelosi for the leadership position, main leadership position in the House. I continue it before I was so, after I was so rudely interrupted. Something like that, I don't know. Anyhow, I'm going to end this soon. I'm going to stretch it out to 5 minutes like I always do. But, yeah, I think Nancy Pelosi is pretty much done. Heath Shuler might have a chance at leadership. But the liberal left will probably go, you know, we got to really push for 2012, so we got to get old Heath Shuler out of there, bring in somebody who's really leftist and radical and whatnot. My belief is Barack Obama is going to get reelected in 2012 because the Republicans are going to put somebody up there that's so totally against the mainstream that they'll soundly reject the person and bring Obama back in for another 4 years. Okay, enough politics and all this crap. I gotta try and stay awake. See you folks later. Here's the usual line. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. See ya.